From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi troops and militia fighters attacked Islamic State militants in a key area north of Baghdad Monday, opening a highly publicized offensive to recapture the city of Tikrit. The militants have held Tikrit since June when they stormed across northern Iraq. That land grab also netted them Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, located north of Tikrit's Saladin province. Tens of thousands of people marched in central Moscow Sunday to mourn murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. He was killed late Friday by an apparent gunman in a passing car. Former Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Kazinov was among the marchers on Sunday. He spoke about his friend's murder.
I understand and I believe that this tragic event, which happened 2 days ago, is absolutely a turning point for the whole history of New Russia. Turning point because of simple reason that people who before thought that they could quietly sit in their kitchens and simply just discuss problems within the family, now they would start reconsidering everything that was going on in our country.
The Kremlin says President Putin will personally be in charge of the investigation in Nemtsov's murder. There are some who believe the murder was ordered by President Putin. Secretary of State John Kerry began a round of talks in Switzerland with his Russian counterpart. Mr. Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are in discussions in Geneva about the conflict in Ukraine and the shooting of Boris Nemtsov. Later in the day, Mr. Kerry meets with the Iranian Foreign Minister as they try to work out an agreement of Iran's nuclear agenda. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to speak at a pro-Israeli conference today in Washington. It comes ahead of his Tuesday address before U.S. lawmakers. Mr. Netanyahu is expected to focus on Iran. Some observers say he will likely say that Washington gives up too much by joining other nations to negotiate with Tehran. Iran has long insisted it's not trying to develop nuclear weapons. An Iranian airliner carrying medical supplies and aid workers landed Sunday in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, less than 24 hours after Shiite Houthi rebels controlling the city signed an aviation pact with Tehran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry last week linked the collapse of Yemen's Sunni government to critical pressure by the Houthi militia. The Houthi takeover of Sana'a triggered a mass exodus of foreign diplomats. Authorities say North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the sea as an apparent protest to joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises launched today. North Korea has long demanded that Washington and Seoul stop the annual military drills, which Pyongyang has called a dress rehearsal for a northward invasion. In Seoul, the South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-suk had strong words when he spoke with the media Monday.
Our military and U.S. forces have enhanced surveillance posture, and we are maintaining a posture to immediately respond. If North Korea takes provocative actions, our military will react firmly and strongly, so North Korea will regret bitterly.
The U.N. has imposed sanctions banning North Korea from using ballistic missile technologies for any purpose. The Mo Ibrahim Foundation Monday gave out its Award for Excellence in African Leadership, highlighting the work of outgoing Namibian President Hifikepunye Pohamba with a $5 million prize. Mr. Pohamba has led Namibia since 2005 and won a second term in 2009 as the country enjoyed political stability. Bangladesh's anti-terrorism unit has arrested a suspect in the killing of Abhijit Roy. He was a prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger that was hacked to death in Dhaka last week. The Rapid Action Battalion arrested Farabi Shafur Rahman in the capital Monday morning. A spokesman told the French news agency that Farabi is a fundamentalist blogger who had threatened Roy through comments on Facebook and Twitter. Estonia's ruling center-right Reform Party has claimed victory in late Sunday in parliamentary polls dominated by security concerns from a military resurgent from Russia. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.